602. Hey, 602, I got your customer conduct. What's going on?
I just let off this guy at Chubbitz in a chair, and he had trouble getting on the bus. He had so much stuff with him, and his wheel wasn't working very well. Didn't like it had any rubber on it. And he gets off, and he says, "You haven't heard the last of me, I promise you." And then he said it again as he was walking away.
All right. Well, it sounds like he's having a frustrating morning and decided he was going to take it out on you, which is frustrating. I know you were just talking. I know you were just talking to my partner a minute ago about him. So, you know, we appreciate you getting him to where he needed to go. I really try to not let those words bother you. It sounds like I said, he was just taking his bad day out on you.
Oh, it's more than a bad day. No mask, and he told me to shut up, shut the F up, and just drive. No fair, no respect, no nothing. And didn't want to follow any rules, because his chair was moving when I was driving. And I told him we needed to secure that, or we're gonna have to stop. And he just told me to shut up and keep driving.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like acceptable behavior at all. Well, you know, thank you for getting him to where he needed to go. And hopefully he will stay off your bus. If he tries to board, let us know.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick him up again. If he's out for revenge, then it's not worth it for my sanity and for his. If he doesn't like me, that's just the way it is. But I didn't like his behavior, and that wasn't acceptable.
Yeah, it was not acceptable, and it sounds like he is just angry at the world. So, nope, I fully agree. Hopefully he doesn't even attempt, and you can have a good rest of your day.
Happy, thanks.
Thank you, at 8:19.